Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City. And right now we're sitting with first-time novelist George Honig, and his book is called The Alexandria Letter. Hello, George.
Hello.
So this is quite an intriguing topic. This has to do with a gentleman, your protagonist, named Nathan Tobin. He discovers an ancient letter. Surprising revelations. Turns out to be very controversial. There's opposition. Tell us more about the plot.
Okay. The book is historical fiction in terms of its organization. It has two main storylines. The first is the one you outlined, and that part is a rather fast-paced adventure story in which the scholar discovers the ancient Aramaic letter, which he publishes, and then receives a good deal of recognition in the academic world, but later comes up against a really sinister plot that's intended to discredit the work and destroy the letter. The other main story in the novel is presented as the text of the ancient manuscript, which is a letter written by a man in Jerusalem who identifies himself as a former disciple of John the Baptist and of Jesus of Nazareth. And in the letter, he gives a first-hand account of the life and times of these two monumental figures.
George, how'd you come up with the idea? What inspired you to write the book?
It was a long time in coming. It really grew out of a long-standing interest in the field of scholarship that's called historical Jesus studies, which is a very distinct field as compared with most of what is written that is basically theological or faith-based. This is an effort, the field is, to attempt to reconstruct what the life of Jesus must have been like in the first century. And that literature has intrigued me for a long, long time.
I imagine you must have done extensive research. Tell me about that process.
Well, I spent really about 20 years of reading, not initially with the intention of writing anything, but after doing that, it occurred to me that there was a lot there that probably most people were not aware of, and that by putting it in the genre of historical fiction, it provided an opportunity to bring the story alive and to present it in a way that I think is quite different from what others have done.
Would you call this a Christian book? Is it of that genre?
It really is not. I mean, what are known as Christian books are intended basically to affirm and strengthen the faith of Christian believers. That is not what this book does, though I do believe it will be of interest to Christians who want to know more about the early history of their religion, but I also think that Jewish readers should find it of interest.
Obviously, so much has been written about Jesus Christ. I'm wondering what the book, your book, might contribute to that body of work. Any revelations that you might have?
Well, in terms of that point, I believe it's true that more has been written about Jesus than any other figure in world history. So it certainly is a busy literature. The historical Jesus literature, most of it at least, came out only in the last 100 years, and what has evolved into that field in the last 15 or 20 years is really a great deal of new and rather surprising information. A lot of that draws on archaeological findings, findings such as the Dead Sea Scrolls and other ancient texts, and also new interpretations, particularly interpretations from a Jewish perspective. And of course, Jesus and John the Baptist and all of his disciples and almost everyone he came into contact with were Jews. And that approach has also provided a rather different perspective. And I think I've tried well to incorporate a good deal of that information into what I've written.
George, The Alexandria Letter is your first novel. It took you years and years to do the research. Do you have another book in you?
I don't know if I'll live that long. I have ideas, but nothing that I'm working on at the moment.
Well, George, hopefully you'll live long enough to see the Alexandria Letter become very, very successful. Thank you for stopping by. George Honig, the writer of the Alexandria Letter.
Thank you very much.